We're going to be going live in the studio in just a few minutes. A few more things I wanted to mention. Paul Miles is playing at Whole Foods Market on Mac in Detroit outside Friday from noon to 4. Soldiers of Scrape have a big heavy metal horror show at the Ritz along with Chains, Woof Hook, and Halloween. Against the Grain has got a show at the Magic Stick Friday night. That's an all-ages show with Amino Acids are going to be playing with them. And there's a band I'm not familiar with, but Tales of Cream have gotten some interesting buzz, and they're going to be at the Cajun Cafe on Friday night. We are about to go live in the studio as soon as we get the thumbs up. It is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you that you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and I think we are good to go. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today, we have a little bit of a different show. We've got Lee Majors and a few friends here to tell us about a compilation record they've got coming out this week. And along with that, we have Emily Rose right here in our studios. Emily, are you there? No.
We didn't turn.
There we go. Now I think we got you. Are you there?
How about now?
All right.
Yes, we have you right here in our studio.
Hi,
Emily.
Hi, Margaret.
Hey.
Hi, Mr. White. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're always fine. And how are you on this fine day?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Well, in fact, why don't we just start off with a little bit of music from you? What would you like to start off with?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, I'm going to start off with Funfair. This is the tune that I added to this compilation recently called The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit.
I'm done suppressing this with cigarettes and French kisses. If I could get a lift, baby, I would try to get off of this ride. I waited in a long line for a thrill, for a waste, for a lie. And I think I'm done suppressing this. Consumer, I'll run to a platform where I'll get a sad song sung. We're gonna weed out the doubt, then take a long lunch. Well, I think I'll write the record now. The resentment's gonna If I could take you with, maybe we could fly to the fun fair for a limited time. But you'll be waiting in a long line for a thrill, for a waste, for a lie. So I think I'll write the record now. Thank you.
Very nice. Emily Rose, live on WHFR. So that is going to be, that's your contribution to the vinyl compilation that's going to be coming out next weekend?
That's correct.
Someone said, how many takes did it take you to get that the song recorded?
I think that was the first. It was the only.
The only one?
Well, if it was anything like the one you just did, I can imagine it wouldn't take much practice. It's beautiful.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Now this vinyl CD, vinyl record that's coming out, can you hear me out there?
I hear you a little louder.
Okay.
You sound so far away.
Yeah. Could you turn it up a little closer?
Now get closer. Right?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now the vinyl album you've got coming out as part of the Pathetic Sounds of Detroit. Now, it's not really a pathetic sound. It's a take on an older record that was out about a while back called the Sympathetic Sounds of Detroit.
I love the word pathetic.
Oh.
I think it's a fine choice of words myself.
Well, it's a pretty amazing lineup, and you guys are having a CD release party next Saturday, June 8th, and there's going to be 10 bands on two or three stages, is it?
Well, we'll have to ask Lee Majors about that. But, Emily Rose, you've got some other shows going on as well, don't
you?
Aside from the one at PJ's Lagerhouse on the 8th, which I'll be going on last, just like on the record, so... Drink coffee before you come if you want to catch my set. The night before that, I'm actually playing at the Tangent Gallery for Audra Kubat's 40th birthday extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza?
It's an extravaganza at this point, yeah.
Whoa. Well, if it's an extravaganza, they have to have you performing.
I'll be opening that night.
So you're opening one night and closing
correct.
The next.
And then actually I have another one that I'm going to quickly plug. It's tomorrow night actually at the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale.
Oh.
I'll be doing a show called The Three Striped Warblers with myself, Amy Sari, and Michelle Held. So it'll be three female singer-songwriters doing a kind of folksy night down at the Rust Belt. The doors are at 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fine, fine thing.
Yeah.
In fact, you've had a lot of things going on for you lately at the Detroit Music Awards. You were another big winner.
I took a trophy home.
Oh, again?
Well, it's my. It looks good to me because I have three of them, which I'd rather have something in a three than in two. Is that weird?
Now, when you accepted that, were you wearing shoes this time?
Yeah, I had shoes on when I accepted it this time, but I made a total fool of myself, you guys. To be honest, I just wasn't really expecting it, because, I don't know, I didn't come out with a record last year, so I didn't expect it.
Well.
But I did gig a lot, and I did a lot of things, so anyhow, I went up there when I won, and I was so surprised by the whole... situation that my teeth hit the microphone when I went to accept and get when I went to like give a little speech, and the microphone fell to the floor. God, it's so humiliating.
Well,
oh my goodness! And then I just felt guilty giving too much of a speech because I'd already taken so much time, picking it up and everybody gasping. So I just quickly ushered myself away.
Well, we won't let you usher yourself away quite yet.
Okay.
Today. In fact, do you have another song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a kind of more lighthearted song of mine called My Redemption Song. It's another new one.
Skipping stones when I was 9 years old. I mistook a river for a highway full of cars. That same year I called some kid a sucker to his face, and the whole fifth grade In middle school, I met kids who were cooler than me. I told them my name was Emma, 'cause I didn't wanna be Emily anymore. Well, I'm so sick of beating myself bloody for not being perfect. I think I'll write my own redemption song. In high school, I stole a denim skirt from an upscale boutique. I also stole some earrings once when I was 23. I cheated on my boyfriend with a boyfriend from the past who later asked me to lie on his behalf. And I did. I overrise in wireless a whole lot of money. And I quit smoking cigarettes years ago. That's what my parents think. Well, sometimes I eat chocolate first thing in the morning, and then I take my sad self back to bed. Well, I'm so sick of beating myself bloody for not being perfect. I think I'll write my own redemption song. Well, I'm so sick of beating myself bloody for not being perfect. I think I'll write my own redemption song.
Oh, my goodness. Do you get a lot out from, you know, is it healing for you to write songs like this? Because, my goodness, they're so personal, or at least do they come from the heart?
Yeah, that one certainly did. They all come from the heart. It is a very healing experience, even when it's fictional, you know, because they all kind of... are about parts of myself, so, yeah.
Oh, you've got such a sweet tone and a great, great sound, and you really have an interesting songwriting technique that is so touching. Roger's queuing up right now some music from your Porchlight Tragical, songs written under synthetic moonlight.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
In fact, you've got one called Bath Town you wanted to hear play.
Yeah, I like the album version of this one.
In fact, why?
The honest reason?
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons. Let's see. The recording is really cool. My producer put this really neat spin on it, where we have like some howling going on in the background. I guess the other reason is because there's so many darn bar chords in that song. I mean, let's just play the album version, you know?
Okay. Now is this one FCC authorized?
Excuse me?
Is this FCC approved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
All right. We'll give it a try.
Thanks.
Bath Town, Emily Rose.
From her sixth-floor apartment, sweet Virginia sews the perfect parachute from her husband's old clothes. With her hairspray strong as elastic, she blueprints carefully a second honeymoon within her center of gravity. when he came home with leftovers, she came down with a chronic hunch. Her babies made more babies than four. Got her like a dream. 3 more years in a bath town just might wash Virginia's conscience clean. Life has been no cakewalk for Walter. Roam around, he watches miracles from the bluest eyes in town. He'll sleep along the river's edge till the police make him leave. They'll burn the innocent to protect what they believe. He gave up a life of gold mining to collect something worth more. So he studied quantum physics till he found an unconcealed trapped door. He drinks until he's forgotten he ever had a dream. 40 years in a bath town hasn't kept Walter Roam around clean. And 40 more in a bath town won't keep Walter.
That was Emily Rose off Porch Light Tragical, and that was Bath Town. Was that written about Mount Clemens or neighbors of yours or something? Oh, she's not on. Oh, no, wrong one.
There you go.
Yes, gosh, I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah, I remember you did it live here one time and talked about...
Yeah, you have a great memory. I'll tell you what.
Well, yeah, you're one of our most favorite artists to come in, and I've got some of your stuff on a chip, and I listen to it on random. And
oh man!
So well, and she that tells everybody that.
So. I don't.
That
I don't.
Makes me feel so good, Margaret. Thank you. Oh boy!
Well, in fact, while we got you feeling so good, could you give us another song right here?
Certainly, yeah.
What would you like to do?
This is going to be a song called Tommy Tanqueray. It's a newish one as well.
One soldier fell into another's army base and said, "Kind sir, might you offer me a resting place? At the time I happened to be passing through, as women spun in circles often do. The fallen soldier had a flesh wound I could smell from miles away. Still the moon made it hard to leave. A gauntlet of doom was lining up for me. A little opportune he was, a little opportunist he saw, a little opportunity. Texas stole his innocence, love took all his money, the wind blew his two children away. First he was a Jonathan, and then he was a Jay, but I knew him as Tommy Tanqueray. Me, Tommy, and Malone were underslept but happy for our home, for all our prior homes were broken. Until the windows started busting one by one, our hands were slowly folding into loaded finger guns. Oh God, the flagpoles and the pushing pins were mercilessly digging in. So I booked a ticket for the Mojave. That's when Tommy carved a beautiful ring for me. A little opportune. A little opportunist, he saw, a little opportunity. Texas stole his innocence, love took all of his money, the wind blew his two children away, yeah. First he had an Abigail, and then he had a Kate, but I'd never be Mrs. Tanqueray. Texas stole his innocence, love took all his money, the wind blew his two children away. First I took the ring, and then I took the train, and I'll never be Mrs. Tanqueray. First I took the ring, and then I took the train, and I'll never be Mrs. Tanqueray.
Emily Rose right here on the live drive at 5. Now, you got some big shows coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, I have one tomorrow at the Rust Belt. And I'm going to tell you something really exciting about that show, too, okay. Really quick, and then we can move on. I actually am going to be accompanied by a musical saw player.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Well, that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been doing some shows with me. Her name's Eileen St. John. She's really good on that thing. So it'll be something to check out.
So that's a good thing. And what time are you going on
at the
Rust Belt?
The doors are at 8 o'clock, so I recommend getting in around then, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen music at the Rust Belt, but during the Metro Times blowout, it seems like they've walled in or they've actually created a space for sound now. Is the stage that they had there then during the blowout, is that
Yeah, same
permanent?
One. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
Whoa. Well, and
it's a pretty impressive stage and setup.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you've got some other shows this weekend, don't you?
Well, then I have one the following. Then I have one on Friday the 7th, and that's at 7 o'clock at the Tangent Gallery for Audra Kubot's big birthday extravaganza. Whoa. And then the following night we'll be at the Lager House for the release of the compilation The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit.
Whoa. In fact, we have Lee Majors right here in our studio. In fact, why don't we talk to him about The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Roger?
Oh, we're having a fine day here today. Now, what is The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit?
The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit album is 11 artists from the Detroit area that we recorded over about a 7 or 8 month period, Josh?
About that, yeah.
About that. And they include Citizen Smile, Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, Emily, White Shag, The Illiches, Hit Society, The Hand Grenades, The Ashleys, The Bad Mikes, Nam Cook and the Typhoon, and a band I'm sure you will remember, Roger and Margaret, when they were here, the Boy Wonders.
Whoa, yes we do.
But unfortunately, that will be the only band that will not be appearing at Lager that night. But the other 10 will be on two stages. And again, that's Saturday, June 8th. And admission to the event actually gets you the full album vinyl in its entirety.
Whoa. Wow. What a deal.
I think so.
In fact, this is a real vinyl album, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And with me in the studio is Josh Woodcock of Hit Society and the Illiches, and Ricky from Citizen Smile.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
You know.
Well, in fact, now, Josh, you've been playing with a couple of different bands. You've been playing with Patrick Davey.
No, that's somebody else.
Thank you.
Okay, but who else were you? Who else have you been playing with?
Just the Illiches, and then Hit Society.
Now the Illiches, I caught them during the blowout, and that was really something.
Really, thank you.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It's kind of like a. You might say a local super group. I've known most of the guys from other bands.
it was a lot of fun to put that band together.
All right.
Yeah.
And here we also have Ricky from Citizen Smile.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're always good. In fact, how are you doing today?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I'm getting very excited for the show. I'm actually helping out Nam Cook and the Typhoon that night, too, and the Ashleys. So I'll be playing in three groups that night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's really what Detroit's all about. It's getting in and playing everywhere.
Yeah, we get around.
Now, Lee, what made you put this record together?
Actually, it was last year sometime when Josh brought the idea up to me. And why don't you tell him about it?
Okay. I had the idea for a long time, actually. I think like the winter before. Like 2011 winter, and I kind of was already, I think I had already spoken to the Bad Mikes. They were the first band that I had grabbed for it. I had talked to them in like winter time, and I just wanted to do something that brings some bands together and put out something that was cool for fans to have, and kind of do it a little bit different, like compilation albums, kind of get different songs from people that recorded in different places, and it doesn't sound like an album. So we wanted to go in and record it all together. Record it all together in the same place, and then have like something that sounded good all together, like a real album, not just a collection of songs from different bands.
So these are all original recordings just for this record?
Yes, that is correct.
And are they like all original songs?
Yeah, no cover songs, not that I know of. Unless...
No, they're all originals, I think.
All right, where did you guys record at?
We recorded over at Patrick Davies' practice studio, and so we set up some analog equipment there. It moved around a couple different places during the process because it was such a long process. But we just went there and we had bands come in and put it right on tape. We had different tape decks there, so we were able to kind of get it tracked.
And I hear you did this all in analog tape as well.
Yeah, we did it all quarter inch analog 8-track. No, I don't think we really didn't do anything special with it. It's just if we needed an extra track, we'd record it in between, vocals or something if we needed to do something like that. So it was really it's kind of a puzzle trying to figure out how we're going to fit it on 8-tracks.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we try one of the songs from here? We've got Citizen Smile set up. In fact, Ricky, what can you tell us about the song you recorded?
This was a very different recording experience for Citizen Smile. We had never attempted recording analog before, or live for that matter. So this was really cool. And we have a version of this song that wasn't recorded this way, and they both have completely different energies and feels to them. So it's kind of cool how you get more the live energy aspect in this recording, then the other one is kind of missing that. So it's kind of cool to compare and listen to both, but yeah.
Live recordings always have that energy to them.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, what's the name of the song you've got today?
This is People I've Done Wrong.
All right, why don't we try it out, Margaret?
Thank you. just write it. What if there was nothing? I was just singing. What if there was never a sun? So I was just talking.
Right here on the live drive at 5, that was recorded live for the album The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit. In fact, it's more than, in fact, this is a vinyl record, isn't it, Lee?
Yes, it's a vinyl record to download. It will be available in it also.
As you were saying, as a digital download as well, if you don't have a record player?
Correct.
All right.
So with the admission, you actually get the physical vinyl and the password or code to download the, is that how it works?
Right, it'll be included right inside, and it's nice artwork too. If you don't like music, you can come for the and have a little album artwork you can put on your wall.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that artwork. Is that the poster? It kind of looks like it's got a fairy, a red fairy in the middle of a black T-shirt or something. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, Chelsea Schultz, she actually designed that for us. She's a local artist out here. She does a lot for local bands. So, yeah, it was really interesting. If you look, the wings are made up from the train station, and there's a lot of, like, kind of little hidden things in there.
Well, I'll have to get one and check it out. Now this is a live show that you're putting on this Saturday?
Well, this would be June 8th.
June 8th.
Yeah.
Okay,
A week from Saturday.
It's a live show. It's a live record. It's a vinyl record. And there's more to it than that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, we also, the whole recording process, we actually videotaped. So I've been putting up different, music videos, and you can kind of see how it was recorded. There's some interviews. Citizen Smiles interview is up right now. And we're just going through a process. I'll have a couple more up before the release show, and afterwards we'll be releasing some more videos of the different bands while they're recording. It includes, like, actually them recording. You can actually see how they were recording the process, and some, like, behind-the-scenes stuff mixed in, like a music video style format.
And where can people find that online?
If you go to Facebook.com, just search for Pathetic Sounds of Detroit, and they're all listed up there on that page.
All right. Yeah. And remind people, now the live show is going to be next week?
Next week, Saturday, June 8th.
At yes. PJ's Lager House?
At PJ's Lager House.
And so the first, was it 200 copies, are on red vinyl.
Oh.
Red vinyl, so.
Get there early.
If you're, collector's tip.
If you're 201, you're out of luck. So, I mean, we'll have plenty of albums, but the first 200.
Well, the first 199, because I'm taking a red one myself.
Make that 198.
Maybe we can get 197.
Josh, what do you think?
I think it's 100 now.
Well, those are all the band members are going to want red vinyls, aren't they?
Oh, for sure.
All right. And really, what time? Yeah.
If they get there on time. That's true.
With all the bands you've got playing, what time is this going to start?
4 in the afternoon.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. We were, I guess, about 9:45?
Come at 9. I would come. Doors, I think, are at 9.
9.
So, yes, I would come at 9. And I think the first band's going to be playing around 9:30, 9:45.
And you're going to have two stages there?
Yes, we'll have the main stage and we'll have a side stage.
And that usually works out really nice.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
All right, PJ's is always a fun place to play.
For sure.
And, yeah, so it's really great to have this. So, like, it's the live show, live album, vinyl record, videos.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, everything. And it even looks good. And the red vinyl, what more could we ask for?
Not much. Well, it covers the bases.
Well, in fact, why don't we try something else off that record? In fact, what is one of your favorites?
I like the Nam Kook and the Typhoon one a lot, actually.
All right. Well, why don't we give that a try? And right here on the Live Drive at 5.
Ah!
off the vinyl record, The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. That was a band called Nankook?
Nankook and the Typhoon.
Wow, what can you tell me about that band? I'm not familiar with them.
Well, Adam Patton, who is the bass player in Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, and used to be the bass player in Citizen Smile, started writing his own tunes, and he put a little band together. Topher Horn plays drums, and I help out on the bass, and they just put out an EP a couple weeks ago, and so we're going to be part of this compilation as well.
All right.
And Topher Horn, he was also the producer on this, so he did the sound engineering and the producer work on this album. He does a lot. He originally did, the first thing I heard of his was the Boy Wonders, the first Boy Wonders album he produced as well.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we had him come on, and he produced this for us, and he's really good.
Whoa, this sounds like it's a big project, and it's got, in fact, how many bands are playing on this again?
There's 11 bands on the recording, but again, the 10 that will be at Logger House that night include Citizen Smile, Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, Emily Rose, White Shag, The Illiches, Hit Society, The Hand Grenades, The Bad Mikes, Nankook and the Typhoon, and The Ashleys.
Wow.
And The Ashleys. I think you've had most of those bands up here.
Yeah, that is an amazing lineup.
We've had most of them on Motor.
That's awesome. And this is going to be at PJ's Logger House next Saturday night.
Correct. June 8th.
Okay. So where do we go from here?
Well, we might try one more off the album. We've got the Hand Grenades queued up. What can you tell us about this Hand Grenades tune?
The Hand Grenades tune. They're really silly. that was a lot of fun. They did that, it wasn't too many takes. Maybe it was four takes.
They were
one of
the shorter ones, I think, weren't they?
Yeah, they didn't take too long. And a lot of it was them just going up and kind of joking around. And so if you watch, there's a video of them on YouTube as well that we posted up from this recording process, and you can kind of see how they joke around in the recording studio. It's kind of funny.
Well, they'll have to check it out.
They're real professional, but they're funny when they do it too.
Do you know what the name of the song is?
I honestly don't, because they sent us so many different ones. I was making them up as I went. I think Her Eyes.
Her Eyes, yeah.
I think that's the final one.
Okay. In fact, Margaret, can you put that up?
Sure.
Let's try the Hand Grenades right here on the Live Drive at 5. We'll be right back.
vibrate. Feel the bones in your new shake. That's it.
That's it, all right. The pathetic sounds of Detroit, the hand grenades. In fact, what else can you guys tell us about this band?
The hand grenades. Tell the story about they came in and had one egg roll between
them. Oh, you'll have to watch the video to see what the hand grenades are really like. Or come on down to the Lager House next week.
And see what the hand grenades are all about, yeah.
So is there like a website like the Pathetic Sounds where these videos are, or how do people find things on the internet?
You can search it on Facebook, put in Pathetic Sounds of Detroit, and in the little, I don't know what they call it anymore, they switch up Facebook so many times, but like the little thing at the top, put in Pathetic Sounds of Detroit, like the page. There's a link to the event page for Facebook as well. You can also see all the YouTube videos there.
Okay.
All right. And again, what are all the bands that play on the record?
Citizen Smile, Patrick Dave and the Ghost, Emily Rose, White Shag,
Ricky. The Illiches, Hit Society, The Hand Grenades, The Ashleys, The Bad Mikes, The Boy Wonders, Nam Cook and the Typhoon.
Amazing.
All right.
And this is on Grand Detroit record label? The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit?
Yes.
That's the working title? Yeah. I do want to mention that this is actually kind of a premiere because the CD release or the vinyl release party, which they will be read if you get there early, is next week. So what we're listening to are the downloads. So this is really a sneak preview of what people will hear.
And what they'll be able to pick up and take home.
Right, and we won't be offering these for anyone to listen for free or anything. So, I mean, if you can find a copy, you can listen to it, basically. We're not throwing it on Bandcamp for free.
All right. Yeah. Well, you've got to come in. Got to come on down to the show at the Lager House next week, Saturday night. What time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Okay.
And, two stages.
And the very last song on that record is by Emily Rose. So why don't we bring Emily right back onto the show? In fact, Emily, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you've been waiting so patient.
Do my best. Yeah. No, it's been a great interview. It's a privilege to be on the album.
Well, in fact, we are privileged to have you here in the studio today. In fact, since you finish out the record, we'll let you finish out this show today.
I could get used to that.
All right. In fact, what song would you like to play for us today?
Well, I was thinking I would do two songs in a row, and I was trying to think of what the word is for a river that leads into another river.
Tributary?
Is that what that is? A tributary?
Yeah. Well, that branches off.
Yeah. Because I was going to call it a segue, but then I wanted to find a better word. And I was thinking songs are kind of like rivers. Well, I'm trailing off. this is two songs. The first one is called Skylar Blue. It's an old song off Cocoon Stew. And then it's going to be followed up by a song called Fiona 5.
Skylar Blue wept all summer for her lover who didn't seem to care. Skylar Blue wrote a letter and warned her lover to brother's room on the day that we first met. We never much bothered with the light. It was all too easy taking liberties on bended knees. In spite of him, we made a little life. She was born with the storm and a pair of coal-colored eyes. Chaos alone kept her alive. There was a war over the ownership of elements. Ironically, the elements had started to connive. When blackbirds fell from the tallest trees, all the whirlwind girls took their tear-soaked sleeves to the arms of a boy, but not Fiona Fye. She never cried, but for the morning, her father died. I did not know it at the time. I did not know it at the time. When the men who killed and framed her plane, the rest in bone, a pile of rubbish was our home. I knew the forest well enough to fix a trail. Fiona knew the future well enough to save our tales. Could it be that we were born to adapt to the loss of what we own? And this love we feel is older than we know. Where the earth and sky were invisible to the common eye. All the creatures there were happy we'd arrived. We lived our lives as though the dark room where it all began was but the origin of a plan. Perhaps one day we'll understand. But the origin of a plan, perhaps one day we'll understand. Oh, the origin of a plan, perhaps one day we'll understand.
That was oh so nice. In fact, it looks like we've got about 5 minutes left. Why don't we let these guys in the studio say goodbye for us? In fact, what do you got? Any final things, you boys in the studio? That's Lee Majors, Josh Woodcock, and
Ricky
Ruggiero.
Yeah,
I got your back.
I personally just want to say thank you to both you, Margaret and Roger, for having us back here again. I feel like this is a second home almost.
Thank you.
But we're
much.
Here a lot. And I really, really appreciate it, and especially Emily for coming down and doing this today.
Yes.
He wanted to make sure he said hello to you.
Thanks for having me.
You were awesome.
And congratulations for this project. It's really great to document the music of Detroit, and you've got an amazing 11 bands on this final, and definitely it's going to be a collector's item.
All right, but why don't we let Emily Rose finish out the day? We've got... I'll make it 4 minutes left. Emily, do you think you have a final song for us?
I think I could do a 4-minute song for you, yeah.
All right.
Here's something.
You're singing to the holes in my window screen. Yeah, you're good at bringing me barefoot backyard daydream. But I lost my head in a wishing well long ago. How will you wait for me to find myself through a blurry telescope? Are we both counting on the same star to burn? The moon on my wall, so it's always night. I can't remember at all making love in the daylight.
So much.
Emily Rose on the live drive at 5 today. Thank you so much, Emily.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
and
you.
And where can people come and see you again?
They can see me for sure next Saturday, June 8th, at the PJ's Lager House for the compilation release of The Pathetic Sounds of Detroit. And then also you could see me the night prior to that at the Tangent Gallery or tomorrow evening at the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale.
All right. Emily Rose right here on the live drive at 5. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater next week on the Live Drive at 5. We've got Awesome Jarvis and the Wails. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour,